It has been quite a week in the National Basketball Association. A top player was suspended for throwing a punch that missed. A team announced it wants to move to New Orleans. An NBA owner served ice cream in a Dairy Queen. And joining us now is Stefan Fatsis to talk about all this. Let's start with Shaquille O'Neal. Great big guy, gets mad, finally throws a punch, doesn't hit anybody. What's the problem?
The problem is, from Shaq's perspective, that the officials don't call enough fouls against the guys who hit him and try to take him out of the game. From the NBA's perspective, it's that Shaq's 7'1" and weighs 350 pounds, and they're afraid that he could really hurt someone, which he could. Shaq took out his anger on a Chicago Bulls player last weekend. The league suspended him for 3 games and fined him about what amounts to about $700,000. And the issue here is whether Shaq, because he's a star, actually got some lenient treatment from the league. 3 games, not a lot.
Well, let's talk about the refereeing here. The other story we mentioned was the billionaire, the internet billionaire, Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks. And he's been in all kinds of troubles with the officials, and he was fined $500,000 recently.
Yeah, he said that he wouldn't hire the NBA's head of officiating to manage a Dairy Queen. And inevitably, of course, this led to Cuban managing a Dairy Queen. And he continued to take shots at the NBA. His beef is that the officials aren't accountable. And he's got a point. He gets frustrated. He's an owner. And this guy's actually been good for the league. He's brought a lot of attention to his team. He's turned around the Dallas Mavericks. He's trying to shake up the game. But he's had run-ins with David Stern, the commissioner. And now there are some rumors that the NBA might take away some draft picks from Dallas if Cuban keeps up his antics. Cuban said that he'd sell the team if that happens, because then it would be personal between him and the league.
Just to be sure about this, the Dairy Queen thing was kind of a promotional stunt.
Right? It was. Once he said it, of course, Dairy Queen was out there saying, come on down.
Right. Now, attendance in some other markets appears to be slumping in the NBA. The Charlotte Hornets announced they want to go to New Orleans. The Orlando Magic say they're for sale.
Yeah, Charlotte's been a mess. They've wanted a new arena down there, but the fans have become completely disgusted with the ownership in the last few years. So the owners took the team on the road. They went to Louisville, Richmond, St. Louis, trying to squeeze out the best deal. They announced yesterday that they're going to go to New Orleans if the NBA approves it. Orlando says it's losing about $10 million a year. They also want a new arena down there. The NBA said, though, that they want to keep the team there because it's such a good market for them. But both situations point up the problem in the league, and that is attendance in some of these markets. I looked in the box scores from last night's games. 12,700 fans in Memphis, 8,500 fans in Atlanta, 11,000 in Charlotte. The league has some issues on this.
Well, an NBA bright spot is the All-Star game. It's coming up. The fan voting will be announced next week. Michael Jordan could be in the starting lineup.
It looks like he will, and he's been silencing his skeptics. Michael, of course, came back to the Washington Wizards, and a lot of people were wondering whether he'd have the ability to compete at the age of 38. But he's got his touchback. He scored 51 points and 45 points in consecutive games recently. He's eighth in the league in scoring, which is pretty impressive, and his team is 18-18, a lot better than last year. But don't forget, a lot of younger players are the good ones. Kobe Bryant scored 56 points in 3 quarters the other night.
Well, thanks, Devin.
Thank you, Noah.